USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was another night of violence in dozens of cities across the United States. Night six of protests, many of which turned into riots over the Minneapolis police custody death of George Floyd a week ago today. Nearly 40 cities are under nighttime curfews. National Guard troops have been activated in 15 states as well as Washington, D.C. New York City authorities believe the violence there associated with the George Floyd death has been planned out. NYPD Chief John Miller is saying that they have evidence from anarchist leaders.
Advanced scouts using encrypted communications, having resupply routes for things like gasoline and accelerants, as well as rocks and bottles.
Today marks the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, which experts say will be a very active one this year. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The nation's capital seeing vandals and rioters deface monuments across the district yesterday during a third night of protests there over the police custody killing of George Floyd. Despite that vandalism, one activist named Ariana spoke with Good Morning America today, saying she does want to make sure the D.C. demonstrations do remain peaceful, as she fears the overall message is being lost.
Whenever the president talks about black people, he calls us thugs, he calls us stupid, he says we have low IQ. Just go through his tweets. So why would you go and show them that black people are too excellent for you to be out here destroying your own community?
The Republican National Committee is giving North Carolina's Democratic governor a Wednesday deadline to guarantee a full-service GOP national convention. The committee sending Governor Roy Cooper a letter over the weekend requesting hotels and restaurants operate at full capacity for the convention that's set for late August in Charlotte. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hurricane season officially starts today, and it's expected to be an active one. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it expects as many as 19 named storms in the Atlantic, including up to 10 hurricanes. Many states have not yet spent the coronavirus stimulus money they received weeks ago, according to USA Radio's John Hunt.
Many states have yet to spend the federal funding they received more than a month ago to help with soaring costs related to the coronavirus crisis, locating governors' arguments that they need hundreds of billions more dollars from U.S. taxpayers. The Associated Press reviewed plans from governors or lawmakers on how they plan to use the money and found that only one-third have started distributing the money. The reasons vary. Some governors want permission to use the federal aid to plug budget holes after business closures and stay-at-home orders eroded the tax revenue that pays for government operations. Others are holding back because they fear a resurgence of the virus could mean another wave of expenses. Congress approved $150 billion for state and local governments in late March as part of the $2.2 trillion response to the outbreak, and the money was distributed almost immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Stocks opening slightly lower to start June trading on Wall Street this morning. Investors weighing reports that China is halting purchases of U.S. agricultural products. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.